Last week, I said I would begin a series on looking at concepts or thoughts which were inspired by what I've been asked as questions, mainly by children. And we looked at the power of thought last week. The feedback I got tells me that you have so many more questions. And in speaking with one of the listeners, I thought from her suggestions that would be able to put them all together in a module that I would like to call Tiny Concepts. So today we will look at the second of our tiny, yet in my mind, probably really greater than great concepts. So the second one we're going to look at is we need to have a vision. Every human being, we need to have an absolutely awesome vision, a dream, a goal, a focus, just as Quran says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wali kulli wajhatun huwa mualliha, fastabiqul khayrat. Every creation, wali kulli wajhatun, everything that has an essence, that has a presence, that is a creation, has a goal. So you who read the Quran have the best of visions, the best of goals. When we do not have a vision or a goal, then really we lose our sense of purpose and direction. Even if we're prepared very well for life, even if we have an aptitude and ability for a given activity, efforts that are not directed properly really take away the energy that is necessary for achievement. When you establish goals, both micro and macro, and then you have those goals with established guidelines on how you're going to achieve them, it keeps you focused, energized, and makes life so interesting, so useful, really so successful, even if you don't reach the goal, because there is a focus on wanting to reach it. And we must always understand that we are moving towards perfection. It's always irtiqai towards tanzili, always the evolutionary towards the revelationary. Just as Rumi so beautifully puts it, no mirror ever became iron again, no bread ever became wheat, no ripened grape ever became sour fruit. Mature yourself and be secure from a change for the worse. Become the light, he said. When pursuing a vision, sometimes particular aspects of life seem sort of routine. And routine is good because it keeps the momentum going. But inspiration comes when you're working towards a definite goal. We talked about the power of thoughts. Now visualize how you can put your inspiration to work through your power of thoughts. Know that the intellect is a product and a producer of creativity. The strength is already within each human being. And it can be stimulated, it can be, if I can say, sparked on by a desire to achieve a beneficial goal. And one of the quickest and most awesome ways to increase your vision is to be of help as much as possible to others. Look at the Quran. Again and again it says, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ وَأَعْتُ الزَّكَاةَ. Establish salah and give zakah. What is zakah? Being useful to everybody else. Look everywhere else. It says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Indeed, those who believe and do good deeds. Because an idle life is a wasted life. We've heard this over and over again. There's an anecdote about a religious student as such who earnestly prayed that he would be able to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dreams. And then after many, many days of doing amal, of praying so much, he felt in himself that he would be able to see Rasulullah on a particular night. So that particular night, he did wudu, he read all his salah, and he went to sleep, knowing in his heart that he would see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream. Now, as soon as he closed his eyes, he perceived a sense of feeling, a light, a sense that suddenly he would see Rasulullah, and interrupted, there was a knock at the door. He wanted to close his eyes again and get that vision back, get that dream back. But he also knew that the knock on the door meant there was somebody who needed help. He was torn between closing his eyes and going to help someone who needed him. But something in him told him that his duty to help came first. And when he opened the door, he saw an old man who had lost his way, who was hungry, who was cold, who was tired, who was shivering. He reached out his hand, led the old man into his room, gave him some food and water, and let him sleep on his bed. Then with a heavy heart, he stood on his musalla. As he stood on his musalla, he sees Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream and said, "If you had not attended to that man, I would not have been here." But in all this vision and goal writing, there is something that we need to do. First of all, write down on a paper your goal in life. When it's down in black and white, you can get somewhere. Very few people can define their goal, much less write them out. And you cannot find happiness until the goal is clear and in view. But we've got to remember that the moment to act upon is the present moment. Quran itself says, don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Let your interest and focus be in the moment now. Accept the challenge. Transform yourself. And you know, the best of goals is in Surah Al-Fajr, right at the end. Ya ayatuha an-nafsul mutma'inna, O soul that is at peace. Irji ila rabbika radiyatan mardiyya, fadkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. Absolutely awesome. Return to your Rabb, who is pleased with you and you are pleased with him. Enter into my Jannah. Or rather, first of all, enter within those who are attached to me and enter into my Jannah. And that can be only achieved if we are able to manifest in ourselves the Asma'ul Husna, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most relevant of them in our lives is Rahman and Rahim, the kind and the merciful.